up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go, time for another round of great old time music on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldie show, back for yet another week, believe it or not. Program number 502. Now that I'm past 500, it feels more impressive. I don't know. But anyway, welcome along to another show. Going to be about an hour of great old-time records for you here. So stand by. Trust that you've all made the transition to not daylight savings time, huh? Depending when you're hearing the show, that may have just recently happened, or it could have happened earlier in the week. But anyway, we should all, well, no, I shouldn't say, are we all on standard time now? Does the whole country go to standard time, but only some people go to daylight saving time? Is that what the deal is? I can't remember now, but hopefully we can all figure out what time it is, and you figured out to put on the show. So everything is in synchronization. Let's get it rolling with Stanky and his Pennsylvania Coal Miners. And here's one of those good old scratchy jukebox records. And that's why everybody knows it. It's Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie Polka. There, you can tell that record's been played a lot just by the way it sounds, and I get to see what it looks like because it's basically gray. You know, our records are usually black and shiny. Yeah, this one is all gray and fuzzy and worn out, and that's the mark of a record that a lot of people enjoyed dancing to about a million times in the bar and the jukebox. So there you have it there. As the Oompa Hour is way too far in to turn around now, I have the Mrozinski Brothers Aleatoric Ensemble, which is a great name for an outfit. And it's, of course, Tom Mrozinski's record label, Aleatoric Records, that have always had supreme sound and technical wizardry in the studio, as far as I'm concerned, anyway. And I haven't played this one for a long time. It's At the Russian Front Polka. And then in parentheses under it, it says, without a pistol. I don't know what that means, but here it is, anyway.
Oh,
I've always liked that one. I don't play it very often. It's kind of different, but it's kind of fun, too. The Mrozinski Brothers Aleatoric Ensemble, the At the Russian Front Polka. Got that on 45. That's actually the B-side of the record. The other side is the Hossa Horasa Polka, which is a good song, too, but they sing it in Polish, so I don't know what they're saying. And the other side is so unusual that I usually play that anyway, just because it's something completely different. So there. I was going to say something brilliant that I thought of while that was playing, and now I have absolutely no idea what it was. It was something of great importance that was going to lead me to a discussion of something fabulous, and I don't remember what it was. All I know is all the songs I'm playing and all the bands I've got so far ready for the show are all long titles with long band names. You know, like you can play, like here, coming up, I got Frank Yankovic. It's not even Frankie. It doesn't even have the Yanks. It just says Frank Yankovic, Barroom Polka. The other side says Frank Yankovic, Cafe Polka. Boom. Short, simple, easy. We opened with the Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie Polka by Stanky and his Pennsylvania Coal Miners Polka Band. That's like an entire line of typing. Then we went with the At the Russian Front, then parenthetical phrase, without a pistol, Mrozinski Brothers Aleatoric Ensemble. That's more than a full line of typing. Now, another one of those great worn-out jukebox records, so you know everybody loved this one. Here's the Babe Wagner Band and the Land of Sky Blue Waters Polka. Babe Wagner Band there, Land of Sky Blue Waters Polka. And this is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show every week right here, same place, same time. So you can kind of count on that, I think, every week. It's show number 502, and I haven't missed one yet. New show every week. Haven't even had a rerun. I've thought about it a couple of times when I had surgery or something weird was going on, but I always pull it together. That's not bad. If that was baseball, that'd be some kind of an award thing they would talk about in between innings. You know, be like, well, you know, he's gone 502 consecutive games without blah, blah, blah. But anyway, I was telling you all the songs that I played have long titles and long names of bands. Well, except for the, even the Babe Widener Band, it's a pretty long title too. And I always, it's a little tip because it reminded me these are going to look messy when I post them to Facebook. I always post the list of songs for the coming week's show on the Oompa Hour Facebook page. And so you could actually look and see what songs are going to be on the next week's show a few days early. Ha! Huh. So you could tell your friend, you know, I bet you he's going to open the show with Stanky and the Pennsylvania Coal Miners. And you guys, well, how'd you possibly know that? You say, I don't know, I just had a feeling. And then you would win the bet because you looked at the Facebook page, see? Don't do that. It's dishonest and it's cheating and it's not very nice, but I have nothing to do with it if you do. But that reminds me to remind you that you can get in touch with us. You can make a request or a dedication or whatever. A lot of different ways. You can email the show, oompahour@aol.com. That's an easy one, oompahour@aol.com. You can send a text message or leave a voice message at area code 218-259-2985. Again, if you need to find a pencil, that's 218-259-2985. Or the Facebook too, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. All right. Facebook, least best way to do it. Phone message or voice message on the phone there. Second best way to do it. Email first best way to do it. Because those are the ones I understand how to work the best. All right, I told you I had that Frank Yankovic record sitting here. It would only make sense to play it.
I know a lot of places for refreshments. Taverns and saloons and cabarets. But as you paint the town, don't run the good place down. Remember one good point. Don't call it diver a joint, it's called a taproom in Pennsylvania. In Manhattan, it's a plush line club. It's just a gin mill in old Chicago. And in London, it's a bloomin' pub. They serve you cocktails in ritzy Newport. And it's Boilermakers in Sweet Dunn. But no matter where you are, when you stagger from a bar, you're just playing old-fashioned drunk. Called a bar room in old Milwaukee. It's a meeting hall in Buffalo. It's just a beer joint in good old Cleveland. Or a cider mill in Tupelo. They serve a schooner in old Altoona. Like the honky-tonks in old Bridgeport. But the thing I'm looking for is a good old swinging door where a pint is still on court.
There you have it there, Mr. Yankovic there, obviously. That's the Barroom Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Before we move on here, got to talk about the World of Accordions Museum. Indeed, I do, in Superior, Wisconsin, and urge you to, at the very least, while you're sitting there in front of the computer or twirling around on your iPad or whatever, take a look at their website, why don't you? Huh? worldofaccordions.org. is where you find them, not .com, .org. I think that implies they're organized, but I'm not sure. They are pretty organized, though. They have to be. They've got 1,400 accordions sitting around. It's got to be organized, man. You don't want to be trying to move that all around very often. But they have a lot of other things organized, including a lot of research materials and history, paperwork, books, charts, music, articles, forms, letters, whatever. And it's all available for doing research on the music of the people or the history. Just another one of the neat things going on at the World of Accordions Museum, not to mention their fabulous concert hall and all the other things that they have going on there. You want to check it out? You ever going to find yourself in the Superior, Wisconsin area? Or maybe you're looking for an excuse to go there. Put the World of Accordions Museum on your itinerary. And I just wanted to say that to get my syllable count up for today. Check them out, worldofaccordions.org, right there on the interwebs. Alrighty, here's Ray Midas and his orchestra, Just Let It Be.
Sorry now, baby, who's sad and blue? Whose heart is aching for not being true? You said you'd love me until eternity. Now that you've gone, dear, just let it be. Once we were sweethearts, we'd walk hand in hand, singing and dancing to all the polka bands. I had a reindeer, yours it was to be. Now that you're gone, dear, just let it be. You have come back, baby, and you want to stay. You had your good times, now you have to pay. I love another who will be my wife. We'll live together the rest of our lives. Who's sorry now, baby, who's sad and blue? Whose heart is aching for not being true? You said you'd love me until eternity. Now that you're gone, dear, just let it be.
Ray Midas and his orchestra there, Just Let It Be, here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Hope you're having a fantabulous week. I still got to find our waltz for today. I got to find our official 78 of the week, too. I got a lot of work to do here. In the meantime, Bernie Roberts and the orchestra over here on turntable number one. It's the Pretty Dancing Girl. you have it, Bernie Roberts and the orchestra, Pretty Dancing Girl. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Happens every week right here, same place, same time, whether you're listening on a radio station, or perhaps you're listening on a web stream or a podcast or a download or something. I don't know. You can listen to stuff in so many weird places these days that I'm not even sure. But anyway, glad you're along for another show. How about the prettiest girl in Idaho? I would think that is a topic that many people would argue. But it's waltz time, and I have a waltz about the prettiest girl in Idaho. At least that's what it says in the song. Are you ready, dancers? Got the coffee table shoved out of the way? Maybe you move the kitchen table over. Have a little waltz room there. Here we go. Fritz Bechtel and the orchestra.
The prettiest girl in Idaho, Idaho, Idaho. The prettiest girl in Idaho promised to marry me. No wonder I learned to love her so, love her so, love her so. No wonder I learned to love her so. She's pretty as she can be. Ruby lips and golden hair, eyes of blue, skin so fair. She's a girl beyond compare, that's easy to see. The prettiest girl in Idaho, Idaho, Idaho. The prettiest girl in Idaho promised to marry me. Girl in Idaho, Idaho, Idaho. The prettiest girl in Idaho promised to marry me.
There you go, Fritz Bechtel and the prettiest girl in Idaho. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show. I noticed he didn't mention who she was. He must be keeping that a secret for himself, eh? Anyway, glad you're along for another show here. We made it out of daylight savings time, back to normal time as near as I can tell. So I hope you're having a good time with that. Now, here's another one of those records. Got a little scratchiness to it. Makes it sound authentic. I have Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra. It's called Home, Home, Why Go Home?
Now I told my wife I wouldn't be late. I told her I'd be home by 8. But now it's 3:15. I wonder what she'll do to me. Home, home, why go home? We're all having lots of fun. Home, home, why go home? Stay and have another one. Now I met a friend who had a friend who had a friend who had a friend. The party grew and grew and grew. Now what the heck was I to do? Home, home, why go home? We're all having lots of fun. Home, home, why go home? Stay and have another one. We'll be right back. never tried to do no wrong. But my wife is big and strong. I know darn well when I come in, she'll conk me with the rolling pin.
Home, home, why go home?
We're all having lots of fun.
Home, home, why go home?
Stay and have another one. Now I'm in a blonde, she said to me, oh, you're as handsome as can be. And then she gave me a great big kiss. Oh, home, sweet home, was never like this.
Home, home, why go home?
We're all having lots of fun.
Home, home, why go home?
Stay and have another one.
Well, there you go. Why go home anyway, huh? Stay for another one. Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra here on Tim Zupa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. You know what we do up here in northern Minnesota this time of year? We get great big scooper trucks out in the street. You know what they're doing? No, they're not scooping snow. They're picking up leaves. Yeah, we got all these big trees all over in this little town around here, and a billion trees fall into the street, and they get big front-end loaders, and they drive them up and down the streets in the, by the curb, scooping up all the leaves. I've never known another town in my life in all these many years, and I've lived in a lot of small towns, a couple of big cities, where they actually took out front end loaders and drove them up and down through the neighborhoods to scoop up the leaves. There are that many leaves. Is that weird? Do they do that where you are? I'm thinking not. But anyway, I've got to get the other turntable switched over here, because I'm going to get our 78 of the week going here. I got Frankie Lane doing the Metro Polka, and I'm pretty sure I played it before here on the show, like maybe a year ago off the 78. But we're going to do it again today, because it's a good song, and Frankie Lane's a good singer, and it's on a nice Mercury 78, so we got that coming up in a little bit. While I get the turntable switched over, you can listen to Larry Chesky doing the Flower Drum Polka. Man, I'm telling you what, I'm looking at the clock here and I'm thinking the time is going fast. Maybe not as fast as I think it is, but I feel like I'm behind schedule or something. Anyway, that was Larry Chesky there and the Flower Drum Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and you know every week now for over a year we've been playing at least one 78 RPM record. Good old shellac record in the show. No vinyl, it's a shellac record here in the show, and here we have our selection for this week. It's Frankie Lane doing the Metro Polka.
Boom, 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 boom.
Hey! I met her at the Metropole, a Metropole, a Metropole. She couldn't waltz to save a soul, but oh, how she could polka. I asked her for a little kiss, a little kiss, a little kiss. Then I held her tight like this and danced the Metro Polka. I asked her then to marry me, to marry me, to marry me. I didn't think she'd carry me into the church around the corner. Now I've got a mother-in-law, father-in-law, brother-in-law, seven kids to call me pa from doing the Metro Polka.
He met her at the Metropole, the Metropole, the Metropole.
She couldn't waltz to save a soul, but oh, how she could polka.
He asked her for a little kiss, a little kiss.
And then I held her tight like this and danced the Metro Polka.
He asked her then to marry him, to marry him, to marry him. He didn't think she'd carry him into the church around the corner.
Now I've got a mother-in-law, father-in-law, brother-in-law, seven kids to call me pa from doing the Metro Polka.
Doing that Metro Polka, and turn that thing off. Jesus, 78s go so darn fast. Anyway, there's our official shellac record of the week. Everything sounds great when it's on a 78, right? Isn't that the I think that's an official saying, at least as far as I'm concerned. So write that down, tell your friends. Oh, I don't know, what am I doing here today? Let's do Art Walunas and the Orchestra. You Call Everybody Darling.
Play, but you'll find out that you can play the game as well as you. at your door. And as the years go by, you'll sit and wonder why nobody calls you darling anymore. Nobody calls you darling anymore.
Aha! Art Walunas. And you call everybody darling, and it's starting to irritate me just a little bit, honey. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show as we make the turn, I think, over the last week or so from fall and heading right into the very crux of winter, I think. I look out the window. What do I see? Snow. That's what I see. We had a little couple of an inch or so over the last day. There are some forecast days here in the upper 30s here, so maybe... Got a couple of good days coming up. I was not prepared. Don't have all, everything. You know, you got to put the stuff away and get the shovels out and rearrange the cars so the right stuff is in the garage. And yeah, we haven't done any of that yet. So I got my work cut out for me here over the next week. I'll report next week. No, I won't. I'll completely forget about it by then. Just like last week, I told you I really need to dust in here. Did I do that? Did I come into the studio with my big fluffy camel's hair brush and my little shop vac to get all the dust out of the equipment? No. No, I didn't, because I never thought about it again. That's the way things go around this operation. Here's Johnny Menko and the orchestra. It's the Jolly Mountaineer Polka. They have there. That's Johnny Menko and the orchestra, the Jolly Mountaineer Polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Looks like my calculations tell me about three more songs in the show. What do you think? I don't know. Maybe we'll do a little bit better than that, huh? We'll see how it goes. Got the Six Fat Dutchman coming up, so hang on.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, enough goofing around here. Let's get back to work on the Oompa Hour, shall we? I got the Six Fat Dutchmen here, and they're doing the Nebraska Polka. And there you go with some Six Fat Dutchmen here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Now I got a band I think I played on the show a couple of two, 3 weeks ago. And prior to that, never been on the show because it's one of the records I found out in a box of records in the garage. So it's been down there for like 45, a long darn time anyway. Certainly hasn't been up here in the studio since I started doing the show. It's the Don Wotilla Band. And this one's called Ain't No Dance Like a Polka Dance.
There ain't no dance like a polka dance. You stop the jump, yeah, you stop the prance. Just hold a pretty girl next to you. You stop the swinging, yeah, the things you can do. Just throw your girlfriend round and round till your feet fall off and you hit the ground. You get thirsty. There's one thing to do. You drink so much beer that it's all over you. You never care how much beer's on the floor. You just fall down, go crawl for more. Your body aches, you need romance. Ain't no dance like a polka dance. There ain't no dance like a polka dance. Come on, people now, let's take a chance. You never know. Thank you.
told the pretty girl next to you. You stop swinging, yeah, the things you can do. Just throw your girlfriend around and around. Your feet fall off and you hit the ground. You get thirst, there's one thing to do. You drink so much beer that it's all over you. You never care how much beer's on the bar. You just fall down, go crawl for more. Your body aches, you need romance. Ain't no dance like a polka dance. There ain't no dance like a polka dance. There ain't no dance like a polka dance.
All right, snappy little number there. We don't usually have many with hot guitar licks in them like that. But anyway, the Don Wojcicki Band, and Ain't No Dance Like a Polka Dance here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Now, hey, we're talking about guitar playing, as a matter of fact. This was a big guitar hit, pop hit, for a group called the Stringalongs back in, like, I'm spitballing here, like 1961 or something like that. But done up a little more polka style. I mean, you could have polka'd okay to the original pop hit, but this is a little more obviously polka-styled. It's Johnny Svetkovich and the Austins. Remember Wheels was a big hit? Here's Wheels Polka. See, you recognize that one, didn't you? That was a big instrumental hit. Maybe 1959. I'm trying to remember. I could have probably looked in the book, but I feel like that would be cheating. I don't know. Anyway, that's Johnny Svetkovich and the Austins there with Wheels Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Let's roll it out of here today with one quick one from the Shimoleski Brothers. Ooh, an early album right here. Here's Cassidy's Polka. And there you go, the Shimoleski Brothers, along with Pat Cadigan, it says right there on the record. Gets a little plug there. That's Cassidy's Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, as we wrap up another one, darn it anyway. But I wouldn't get too worried about it. I'm already working on the stack of records for next week. So I'll be ready to go if you are. Right here, same bat time, same bat channel.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.